Down lefty, battle the first pitch to Torres, a fastball that misses away. Torres, 0-for-3 tonight and 4 trips to the plate. Drew a 7-pitch walk to begin the ballgame offensively for Green Bay in the home half of the first and later scored. 1-0 pitch, a fastball right down the heart of the plate for Berrios. It's 1-1. Torres grounded out 3 unassisted in the second, a pop-out to Max McGuire in foul territory in the fourth. It's recently a line-out to Mason Onati, a sliding grab for the two-lane product in his first game out in left field to lead off the sixth. The 1-1 from Berrios. Fastball hit on the ground left side. Trotter Tracer Lopez caught myself doing it again. He'll glove and take to the second base bag in time to retire the side. 6 unassisted. Fielder's choice ends the inning, leaving 2 on. Are the Rockers. We are through 7 in Ashwaubenon. 7-2 the score for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Max McGuire to lead off this top of the eighth inning, 7-2 the score. Rockers leading the Rafters from Ashwaubenon and Capital Credit Union Park. Andy Yockum, your voice, the Rafters returning to you on WFHR as always. This is where you can catch all 72 games of Rafters baseball in the 15th season of organizational history. First pitch from Connor Nolan back out on the mound for his third inning of work to McGuire down at the knees for a called strike. Max today 1-for-3, a strikeout swinging in the first, singled in the third, blew out to right in the fifth. Nolan goes breaking ball, it misses up and in. Now a ball and a strike on McGuire. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Green Bay this evening. Trotter Lopez on deck, Jack Matthew to follow. 1-1. Breaking ball, chasing is McGuire. It's 1-2. Burns, Cruz, and Berrios for Wisconsin Rapids. Dobbins, Zor, and Nolan now for Green Bay. The Rockers, when we get to the home half of the eighth, 2-3-4. Schultz, LeVue, and Bolt. 1-2. Fastball missing up top. McGuire's worked an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. No bullpen action for the Rafters. Looks like it'll be Berrios again for the home half of the eighth. 2-2. Fastball ripped in the air. Right field coming in harms to make the grab. A loud line out for McGuire to begin this top of the eighth inning. Trotter Boston's 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out swinging in the first to retire the side. Grounded out back to the mound in the third. Lined out to first to lead off the sixth inning. Out of the five spot, Boston getting a look at Nolan for the first time in this ballgame. First pitch from the right-hander to him. This is upstairs for ball one. Boston picked up the third and final hit for the Raptors an evening ago in that 6-0 loss. Right-hander set, first base side of the rubber, the 1-0. Swing and a miss from Boston. Count evens now at 1-1. After Matthew in the on-deck circle, it'll be Cashel Duggar for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1. Breaking ball, missing out in the right-handed batter's box. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Raptor third baseman here tonight. Lights are on, full effect. As mentioned, 6:37 first pitch tonight, so we're nearing the 2.5-hour mark of this ballgame. 2-1 breaking ball on the back door. It's called a strike from Nolan. Count now 2-2. Nolan now in his third inning of work, 2 1/3. This will be his 42nd pitch thrown. He's allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, 4 punch-outs for the Carroll University Pioneer. The 2-2. Fastball misses up top. Boston's worked a full count. Three, two, one out, nobody aboard. Boston looking to reach for the Raptors here in the top of the 8th inning. The payoff. This one cracked in the air, deep center field. That sends Farney back out in front of the warning track to make the grab. 2 up, 2 down for Nolan here in the 8th. Jack Matthew in this ballgame, 0 for 2, and has reached once in his 3 plate appearances. Grounded out to short in the second, went down looking to end the third, and with 1 out and nobody on in his last trip to the plate in the 6th, was hit by a pitch up in the helmet. The first pitch misses away for ball 1 on the right-handed hitting right fielder Jack Matthew. The 1-0 to Matthew, squared up hit down the third baseline, foul. Good contact there from Jack. See what Nolan brings home here on the 1-1 pitch. Looking for 3 scoreless here is Connor Nolan in his 7th outing of the season. Bryson Stripling's grabbed a bat. He's in the on-deck circle in the spot of Cashel Duggar. The 1-1. Matthew goes chasing at that. Chatter up top, swing and a miss. It's now 1-2. Eerily quiet Green Bay crowd awaiting the 1-2. Fastball missing low, 2-2 the count now on Matthew. We look to the Wausau game. That's the other game that has a lot of divisional implications. Top 9, it's 4-3 Woodchucks over the Chinooks at Moonlight Grant Field. 2-2 pitch, Matthew throws his hands out at it, hits it high in the air right field. Nick Harms, though, is camped underneath to make the grab and retire the side. Connor Nolan has retired the last 6 Raptor hitters. He has faced 3 shutout innings for the Carroll Pioneer out of the bullpen. Bottom 8 coming up in a couple minutes from Capital Credit Union Park. 7-2 the score in favor of the Rockers over the Raptors on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk? Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Juan Berrios back out on the hill. It's the bottom of the eighth inning at Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. 7-2 the score. The Rockers leading the Raptors in game two of this series. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back on WFHR. You can find all 72 Raptor ball games right here this summer on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. 2-3-4, do it for the Rockers. Taylor Schultz, Mullvai LeVou, and Jake Bold against the southpaw Berrios. Schultz tonight has reached twice in four plate appearances. 1-for-3 is the Rockers' second baseman. Base hit and scored in the first. Struck out swinging in the second to end the inning. First pitch from the left-hander Berrios to him misses low. Schultz also grounded out to short in the fourth. Last trip up, took a six-pitch walk and scored in the sixth. The 1-0 pitch, a fastball from Berrios called a strike. Defensive substitution for the Raptors, Bryson Stripling in behind the plate. Cashel Duggar, the 1-1. Fastball missing downstairs, two balls and a strike. Stripling grabbed a bat, was in the on-deck circle for Duggar. The Raptors went down 1-2-3 in the eighth, so top eight, I should say. We're in bottom eight now. Could have been assumed that he was going to come into the game regardless as the 2-1 from Berrios misses up top. Now three balls and a strike. On Taylor Schultz. Raptors three catchers on the roster. All three of them have now worked into this game. Jack Mathew, the third, is in right field. The 3-1 pitch misses low. Ball four, five-pitch walk drawn by Schultz to begin this eighth inning. LeVou, Mullvai that is, the third baseman from UCLA has reached in three of his four trips to the plate today. An RBI single for LeVou back in the first, drew a seven-pitch walk in the third, struck out looking to end the fourth, and a base hit back in the sixth. That came against Berrios. First pitch to LeVou, a breaking ball, missing downstairs for ball one. Jake Bold on deck, then it's Sam Miller. Berrios looks back to first with eight on the pitch clock. 1-1. Fastball missing upstairs. It's now two balls and a strike. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for the Raptors. Rockers have gotten into double-digit hits. They got 10 hits, scoring seven times. No errors as well defensively. The 2-0 pitch coming here from Berrios. Fastball hit on the ground, right side. That's going to get past McElfatrick. A dive and an outstretch, but he's unable to be anywhere near the ball. It's into right field for a base hit. Third hit of the ballgame for LeVou. To second is Schultz. Two on, nobody out for Green Bay in this home half of the eighth inning.
Now back for the CFL Environmental Benefiter. Is Rucker Kitcher, number 18,
Jake Bold also a multi-hit game out of the cleanup spot for the second straight ballgame, hitting cleanup for Green Bay. Singled in the first and fifth. Also went down swinging in the third and reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice in the sixth inning. Berrios looking to roll another one of those ground balls here, try to pick up two for one. First pitch to Bold, a fastball missing away for ball one. Miller on deck, Kelly to follow. For the Raptors, their final hope in the ninth inning will be the 7-8-9 spots. Bryson Stripling for his first plate appearance of the ballgame. Tracer Lopez and then Mason Onati. Berrios looks back at second. Dancing off the 1-0 pitch, runner takes off for third. That one misses. on a fastball for ball two, and taking third without a throw is Schultz. They're on the corners with nobody down. You have to imagine nobody playing in for the Rafters. Corners, regular depth, middles and DP depth. They'll sacrifice a couple outs for a run here. Berrios goes breaking ball in the 2-0. It misses low and away. Now three balls and no strikes. Nobody in the Rafter bullpen. Berrios into his third inning of work. This would be his longest appearance as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball missing low for ball four. LeBoux to second. Four pitch walk drawn by Bold. He's aboard for the fourth time in this ballgame. First year pitching coach Mike Spears out to the mound to give a chat, along with new catcher into the ballgame, Bryson Stripling. Another day, another night in this Northwoods League, fifth week of the season. Got to stop the bleeding. At Bill Taunton Stadium, the Wilmer Stingers lead the Minot Hot Tots by a score of 18-1. 19 hits for Wilmer. Will improve to 10 games above 500. A slower start to the season for the Stingers, and I've said this countless amount of times on these broadcasts throughout the year when going across the standings and league scoreboard. Wilmer won 51 games a season ago, the only Northwoods League team in 2023 to win over 50 games. Obviously, the Rafters winning 57 under Kirk Schreider in his second season back in 2022. Miller's got the bases loaded with nobody out. He's reached three times today, has Sam an RBI single in the first, singled in the third, reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice, and later scored in the fifth. He himself was off the bases for the first time with an inning ending. Ground out to Max McGuire at first base back in the sixth. First pitch from Berrios to Miller misses low, and Juan's lost himself the zone here in the home half of the eighth inning. Walked Taylor Schultz on five pitches to begin the frame, gave up a single to right field to Mullivy LeVou, and just walked Jake Bold on four pitches. 1-0. Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field. Back out in front of the warning track, that's Onati to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Tagging from third and home is Taylor Schultz. It's a sacrifice fly for Sam Miller. Off for a second. Off the bat, it looked like he got into another one against these Raptors, but Onati tracked it down, made the grab. LeBoux remains at second. At first is Bolden. Berrios now potentially one pitch away from getting out of the frame if he can get a ground ball here off the bat of Cooper Kelly. It is now an 8-2 ball game in favor of the Rockers. Kelly 1-for-4 tonight, 3 punch-outs, his 1 knock, though a big swing of the bat, a 2-run homer from the left side back in the 5th inning. First pitch from Berrios, showing bunt is Kelly. On the attempt, goes right through it as that one ends up in the glove of Bryson Stripling, it's 0-1. As mentioned, we're nearing the 3-hour mark of this ball game. 2 hours, 40 minutes on the nose right now. That is Berrios, the 0-1. This one ripped on a line into right field and down for a base hit. Getting the stop sign at third is LeVoux. They'll go station to station. It is Cooper Kelly's second hit of the ballgame, loading the bases. Mateo Matthews recorded his first official at bat of the ballgame just an inning ago when he went down swinging against Berrios. Prior to that, Matthews was a sack fly on the first, drew a 5-pitch walk in the third, drew a 4-pitch walk in the fifth. Has a chance here with one out in the bag's juice to provide even more runs for this Rocker offense tonight. First pitch to Matthews. Fastball that misses up top. Count begins 1-0. Tanner rocks and fires. That one misses outside. It's now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on the Rocker first baseman. One down with the bases full of Rockers here in this home half of the eighth inning. 2-0. This is down in the turf, blocked by Stripling. Quickly, three balls and no strikes are count now. Seth Farney's on deck. Then it's Nick Harms. Taylor Schultz led off the inning. Right now in the box is the sixth hitter of the frame, Mateo Matthews. Nobody in that Rafter bullpen. It really is Juan Berrios' inning through and through. 3-0. Fastball in there for a called strike on the outer edge. Leading off first, Kelly. On second, Bold. On third is LeVue. 3-1 pitch coming here to Matthews. This one hit high in the air, deep right field. If it is fair, it is gone, and it is fair and gone down the right field line. There was never a doubt of if it was going to leave the yard based on distance. The only doubt was the foul line, and it had plenty of distance to keep it inside, and it's a grand slam for Mateo Matthews. 5-run bottom of the eighth inning. It is 12-2 Green Bay. That's just about how the last four games have gone for Wisconsin Rapids. To sum it up in one swing right there, Matthews unloading. It's his first home run of the season.
Next batter is center fielder number 4, Seth Barney.
Seth Barney hitting from the right side for the second time in this ballgame. The switch hitting center fielder swings on that first pitch fastball from Berrios, grounding it foul down the third base line. Barney singled in the seventh, was 0 for 3 in his left-handed hitting appearances. Striking out in the first, flying out in the third and fourth innings. The 0-1 home from the southpaw. This is up and away. Count evens at a ball and a strike. 3 in the first, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, and 5 in the eighth for Green Bay. The 1-1 to Farney, fouled back to the netting. Berrios ahead here, 1-2. Raptors putting up the first run of the ballgame in inning 1. Also plated 1 in the third on a solo home run to right center field. His third of the season for Owen McElfatrick. 1-2 the count with nobody on the bases. Farney looking for his second hit of the ballgame and his second in as many innings off Berrios. The payoff. Breaking ball catches the top of the zone. We're called third strike. Nick Harms now, the 9-hole hitter and right fielder for Green Bay to step in. He has reached twice here tonight. Nick Harms in his 2-for-4 efforts, or 1-for-3, I should say, in 4 plate appearances, struck out looking in the second. Homer to lead off the fourth, lined out to first in the fifth. For a 7-pitch walk an inning ago against Berrios. First pitch to Harms, a fastball on the outside. Corner is called a strike. It has been Berrios through and through. As mentioned, no bullpen action. Was able to pick up a strikeout there. You have to imagine if Farney got on, there had to have been someone to get up in that bullpen as the 0-1 is fouled away quickly. Nothing at 2 here in the Case Western Reserve product, Nick Harms. Berrios is about to throw his 70th pitch of the ballgame. Anders set, 17 on the pitch clock, rocks and fires. Fastball driven in the air, center field. Teal coming in on it. It's going to drop in front. A 2-out single for Harms, third time aboard in this ballgame. His second hit gets it back to the top of the order for the 9th hitter of the frame, Lucas Torres.
Left fielder, number 6, Lucas Torres.
Torres in this ballgame has not reached. After the first inning, drew a 7-pitch walk to begin the game offensively for Green Bay and later scored. Since then, 0-for-4. End of the previous frame, grounding into a 6 unassisted fielder's choice, Tracer Lopez out at shortstop. First pitch to Torres, a breaking ball in the outer third is in there for a called strike. Torres left the yard last night and hit leadoff in both games against the Raptors in the home-and-home series a couple weeks ago. When fastball fouled back by Torres, it's quickly nothing in 2. Another 0-2 count, consecutive battles here for Berrios. Got a couple of Raptors playing catch in the bullpen, both keeping their hoodies on. As mentioned, a chilly night in the low 60s here in Ashwaubenon. 0-2 misses upstairs on a heater from Berrios. It's now a ball and 2 strikes. 8 more times these two teams will square off this season. And if the score holds, Green Bay will begin the first 4 matchups 4-0. 1-2, off-speed misses up top again. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Torres. Looking forward to seeing all you Raptor fans tomorrow night at home. 6:35, first pitch. Solo game with Fond du Lac. Should be a good time from historic Witter Field. It always is. The 2-2 fastball fouled away off the second deck down the left field line. Fans scurrying after that foul ball as it ricocheted off the sweets down the third base line and fell back down onto the concourse. We'll get another 2-2 here from Berrios to Torres. Juan looks into Bryson. Stripling comes set. The payoff pitch home. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Nine batters sent to the plate for Green Bay here in the eighth inning. They score five times, 12-2 the score. We head to the top of the ninth from Capital Credit Union Park. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today. You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
.789 for the Rafters to do battle here in this top of the ninth inning. 12-2 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you here on WFHR. New pitcher into the ballgame for Green Bay as Trent Martin, first pitch to Bryson Stripling, is called a strike. Connor Nolan, three innings of one-hit ball out of the bullpen for Green Bay. Scoreless, the walks and four punchouts on 48 pitches. Quick work, here's Martin. Started breaking ball down low to Stripling. Hart pitching in his fourth ball game of the season, made his first appearance of the season. A start at Wisconsin Rapids in the lone game at Witter Field between the two teams this season on June 12th. The 1-1 pitch popped up in the air right side of the infield. That is the first baseman Matthews there to make the grab for the first out of the ninth inning. Another pinch hitter here in the spot of Tracer Lopez. That'll be Kyler McIntosh. Lopez was hitting 1-for-3 in this ballgame, had a single, but it's now McIntosh time in this ninth inning. Looking at McIntosh, this will now be his 20th game appeared in on the season. He's been a .290 hitter, swinging the bat well, especially as of late. 20 hits and 69 at-bats for Kyler. He's driven in 13 runs, 4-2 baggers. Martin, a 9 ERA and a 2.4 whip in his five innings thrown so far this season against the Rafters back on June 12th, exactly 2 weeks ago. Two frames of one-run ball. First pitch, fastball from the southpaw. Called a strike on Kyler McIntosh. Two hits allowed, and that one-run ball worked for Martin. He walked two and struck out three of the 10 batters he faced. Breaking ball in the 0-1 is called a strike as well. Quickly, nothing at two on McIntosh. Martin last worked an inning on the road at Wausau 3 days ago in the 11-7 loss on June 23rd at Athletic Park. He allowed one hit, two runs, both earned, walked two, and did not strike out a woodchuck hitter in the seven he faced. 0-2 breaking ball got him swinging. McIntosh down on strikes, and it'll be another pinch hitter in the spot of Mason Onati here, Trent Liolas. Liolas in for Onati here. Mason collected a knock 2 innings ago. Martin worked in 6 games 2 summers ago with the Duluth Huskies, throwing 10 innings, a 9.9 ERA, and a 2.6 whip for the Southpaw. He's looking to go 3-up, 3-down in the top of the 9. 12-2 the score. 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Green Bay. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids as a first pitch breaking ball is in there for a called strike on Loyolas. 1-1 for the Raptors. It's another breaking ball, catches the outside corner. It's 0-2. 3 in the 1st, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, and 5 in the 8th for Green Bay. A grand slam, first home run of the season from a returning rocker, Mateo Matthews. The highlight in that inning. The 0-2, breaking ball, missing down on the turf, bouncing that one in his Martin. It's now 1-2. 1-2 the count, 2 outs, top 9. Raptors down to their final out here tonight, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, this one tapped on the ground left side of the infield. Cooper Kelly, the shortstop, charging in. He'll gather and throw to first in time to end the ball game. Raptors lose and are swept here in Green Bay. They've dropped their last 4 ball games. 2 runs for Wisconsin Rapids on 8 hits and no errors. 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Green Bay. And the finale of this series. We'll be back for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball in just a couple of minutes on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, it's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Raptors drop this one here tonight in Ashwaubenon, 12-2 the final score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here on Raptors postgame show. You know where to find us. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 7 left on for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 7 left on as well for Green Bay. The scoring started in the top of the first for the Raptors. 1 run put up after Owen McElfatrick and Aiden Teal. Back-to-back singles to begin the ballgame. Jorge Degatti, a sacrifice fly to bring home McElfatrick. Rockers put up 3 in the first. Then the Raptors made a 3-2 ball game in the top of the third off the bat of McElfatrick. A solo home run to right center field, his third of the season, to make it just a 1-run ball game, but that wouldn't last for too long. Another run added in the bottom of the fourth, leading off the inning, a long ball from Nick Harms, his third of the season. The 9-hole hitter and right fielder for Green Bay, sending one over and out to make it 4-2. Two more added in the fifth from the Rockers to make it 6-2. They added one in the sixth and a huge 5 spot in the eighth inning to put the game out of reach, including a grand slam from Mateo Matthews, a returning Rocker from a season ago, hitting his first home run of the season. Thomas Burns got the start tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, going an inning, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned. Walked 1 and struck out 2. From there, it was Tristan Cruzenberry, the right-hander from Owensboro, Kentucky, and Campbellsville University to go 4 innings of 4-hit ball. He allowed 3 homers and 2 of those homers to Harms, and the 2-run blast off the bat of Cooper Kelly in the 5th inning. 3 walks and 5 punchouts for Tristan on 63 pitches. Juan Berrios threw the most pitches for Wisconsin Rapids tonight out of the bullpen, going 76 pitches in 3 innings, allowing 6 hits, 6 runs. All were earned. He walked 4 and struck out 4 in his 5th appearance of the season. Kyle Dobbins, he's been a staple out of the bullpen for Green Bay for most of the season, worked 3 innings in his first start of the campaign, allowed 7 hits, 2 runs. All were earned. Did not walk a Raptor hitter and struck out 3 on 55 pitches. From there, it was Carter Zoor in his Rocker debut, 2 hitless in scoreless frames. Then Connor Nolan, who got the win here tonight, 3 innings of 1-hit ball. The right-hander from Division III Carroll University in Waukesha, Wisconsin, not allowing a run and not walking a Raptor on 4 punchouts. And it's a 1-2-3 top of the ninth for Trent Martin, the left-hander, seeing Wisconsin Rapids for the second time this season and collecting the final 3 in this ball game. Time of the game today, 2 hours, 54 minutes, over 1,500 in attendance here at Capital Credit Union Park, 71 and sunny at the time of first pitch. Once again, the final box score reads as follows. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 7 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 7 left on for the Rockers. And the fourth matchup between the two teams this season, Green Bay improves to 4-0 against Wisconsin Rapids, and they'll meet each other again in the second half of the season, the beginning of a 2-game set at Witter Field, Friday and Saturday night, July 5th and July 6th. We'll be back in action tomorrow night at 6:35. First pitch back home at Witter Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, the first of 4 straight with Fondy. Here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. You know where to find us, the 6:25 pregame show coming your way from historic Witter Field. Thanks so much again for listening tonight. The Raptors lose it 12-2 here in Green Bay. We'll see you tomorrow. Drive home safe and have a great rest of your night. For Andy Yakum, signing off here in Ashwaubenon, Raptors 2, Green Bay 12 on this Wednesday night.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. and check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforstatesport.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that
now,
your husband was wounded in action.
Because even fentanyl was being put in marijuana on the street. So, I mean, that's good that marijuana is legal, or I should say cannabis is legal in Minnesota, because then you know what you're getting and you can be safe. And it's the pharmaceutical company. It's been proven that has been destroying lives for 20 years just on fentanyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's just another, cycle that was put into our society, and that, you know, together we're going to come out strong. And, you know, there's lots of organizations around the cities and all around the states that do Narcan training and bring awareness. And so I think we're doing like the most we can be doing. And mm-hmm. but there's always more. And my first song is called Speak. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it. I have little notes, but it's kind of talking about the things that we go through in childhood. We all have different childhoods and have different experiences. And some of those experiences are more have more hardship than others as children. And so when kids speak up, but sometimes they're not listened to in this colonial society, mm-hmm. like kids are gaslit or shamed. And so right. if you carry that through the years, then we kind of go the rest of our lives kind of holding that in. So the Speak is really about, I have some lyrics that say, go on, daughter, and speak your heart and speak your mind, and you'll find that healing within when you start sharing your story.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Right on. Yeah, I agree. And I'm, you know, I'm an old person, Jada. And, you know, we were told pictures should be seen and not heard. Little children are pictures and they should be seen and not heard. And another one, too, that kind of really messed with me, too, is clean your plate, and that, you know, when you're not, I still eat food, even if I'm full, and that those kind of things really stay with you your whole life. So I agree with you on just my personal experience with that.
Yeah, that's wild. I've never heard of that saying, children are like pictures being seen, not heard. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the 60s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, when you especially, I don't want to get too deep here, but there was a lot of things going on in the church and all these things. And so when you hear stuff like that, people are afraid to speak their truth. And your song's talking about speaking truth.
Yeah, it is. And I had the chance to perform and speak at Edison High School recently for their American Indian Heritage Month mm-hmm. day, and that was a really cool experience because it brought me back to that point in time and just seeing how the youth of today are able to learn their languages mm-hmm. and in school, starting out as babies, and like that's something that, you know, like my grandparents' generation could like never imagine, imagine, but like they didn't have that experience. And so having language revitalization come back and having like youth sharing their stories on social media, it's, you know, it's a powerful tool. And I think, you know, it's more power, empowerment to them.
Well, I'm glad you brought up too, because I'm a Johnny come lately when it comes to my culture too. And it's never too late to learn and be a part of the culture. And so it's really cool to hear that, Jada, that you've experienced that too.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's just meant to be when we go back and find and connect to our culture, because our ancestors are still like within us and mm-hmm. and down the line. And you know, not everyone in my family connects as strongly, but it's those stories of like not being able to, of like, it's really reversing the shame that was placed. And, you know,
yeah, definitely. Hey, Jada, can you hold on another segment here? We gotta pay the bills. We gotta take a break here. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're here with Jada Brown, musician and all around groovy person. We're glad to have you on. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Imagine over 7,000 voices from around the globe coming together in harmony in Minneapolis. This summer, Gala Choruses Festival 2024 comes to Minnesota. It's the world's largest LGBTQ+ singing event. From July 10th through 14th, Minneapolis will be transformed into a vibrant city of song. Join 122 choruses from places as far as China, Estonia, Finland, Ukraine, and Taiwan for 5 unforgettable days of wall-to-wall concerts, workshops, and social events at world-class venues like Orchestra Hall, the Minneapolis Convention Center, and Central Lutheran Church. And don't miss Gala's first-ever Trans Fusion Cabaret on Friday, July 12th. This show will uplift trans, non-binary, and intersex voices and feature Gala Festival singers performing alongside local singers. Feel the energy in person by purchasing tickets at galachoruses.org or stream every performance live and on demand at galachoruses.org. Celebrate love, diversity, and the power of music at Gala Choruses Festival 2024, where every voice matters. July 10th through 14th in downtown Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. With concrete and masonry adding substantial value to your home, it's always a great idea to repair your sidewalks or just add a beautiful new patio. Cracks or heaving in your sidewalks due to tree roots can be dangerous. Native Concrete and Masonry has helped clients across the metro to make their outdoor space safer and helped increase the value to their homes. For patios, sidewalks, driveways, or garage slabs, go to nativeconcretemasonry.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh!
Ow.
Hey, we are here with Jada Brown. I always want to say Downtown Jada Brown.
Right? Me too.
But it's
that's
great
kind of my name. It's from Downtown Julie Brown.
Right.
So I just, exactly. That name just got passed down.
Yeah, naturally. It's awesome. And there's two things I want to get to right away is where can we hear your music? And then also we have one of our regulars that watches online wants you to say what SPEAK stands for again.
Okay. I'm glad people are listening. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks, Native Roots Radio. So where you can listen to my music, I'm on all streaming platforms, YouTube, if you look up Jada Brown. I have an Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown, and that's where you can see all my links, my link bio. It's like today's website. So Facebook, like Jada Brown, this is the image you'll see. My next shows I'm playing, July, the beginning of July, we have a string of shows. I'm in a few different creative projects as an artist. That's pretty common. Mm-hmm. So July 9th, I'm playing with my band Willows with Frank Buffalo Hyde at the Cedar Culture Center.
Wow.
Yeah, and his work is featured in Power Grounds right now in the art gallery. I'm sure you've seen it. Really cool work, like pop culture, like Native pop culture work. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be exciting. That's on the outdoor plaza at the Cedar Culture Center on July 9th at 6 p.m. And then July 11th, my cover band, and we do a little bit of originals. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing at the NACD Open House at Power Grounds. Between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. And it's Four Sisters Farmers Market that day too. So you got to come out to that if you're around.
Definitely will be there. And again, one of our great listeners, Santino, wants to know what SPEAK stands for again.
Yeah. So I wrote this song is a single off of the EP. It's a powerful song. I have my late boyfriend's recording in it of his words, and he really was talking about this childhood trauma and speaking and lifting our people up. And so I didn't know what to name the song. I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I heard SPEAK. One of the lyrics was SPEAK. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, there has to be an acronym to that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let me see if there's any acronyms online. And one I saw was sharing personal experience as knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important because our stories are valid, our histories, and you don't, in like the colonial world, like we have these titles, whether like academic or career titles, and that, you know, give you more leverage, but the knowledge you have is right within you. And mm-hmm. So I want people to feel empowered by their own stories.
Yeah, it's important, and it makes you who you are, your stories, and to tell them sometimes is really healing, whether it's through song or just talking to somebody.
Yeah, so I think, I really think that acronym went well, sharing personal experiences, knowledge to kick it off.
Right on. And that we can find on all the platforms, or is that on a specific one when it drops tomorrow?
That drops tomorrow, but it'll be out on everything. So if you're tuned into my socials, you'll see it.
Right on. And again, isn't that awesome? We got people being able to talk to us live here in the radio show.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. I hope it speaks to you too.
Right on. So what's the future? What's the goals? Is it just to keep creating and being around creative people and fill your soul in that way? Is that one of your main goals? And is that who you are, Jada?
I think that I'm always connected to music. It's mm-hmm. a gift of mine, and hearing from mentors and elders about sharing your gifts. Like when you have a gift, and we all have a gift, mm-hmm. is to share that with our relatives because it's medicine. And so I'm always going to be doing music in some capacity. I expect to perform until I'm old.
My age or older.
Yeah.
My age or older.
Yeah. Yep. Until I can't perform anymore. That's when I'm going. I'm actually seeing Smokey Robinson. He's one of my idols too. I'm going to New York this weekend to visit a friend and see Smokey Robinson. And I actually have a show lined up too. My first show out of state.
Nice.
And in Manhattan. So with my friend Largemont, who's a hip hop artist from out there.
Well, surprisingly, you know, we live out in New York a part of the time, too. And surprisingly, there is a lot of natives that are in the city doing things. And that's good on you. And just got to throw this out there. Smokey was originally from Minneapolis.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that, yeah. Bet, right?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. And, you know, just look it up on Wikipedia, because you don't have to take my word for it, you two. well, what else you got, Jada, before we let you go? Again, we can hear Jada Brown's music. Just check it out, YouTube, your Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown, and also look for you on SoundCloud and all those other places, correct?
Yes, and Facebook. I have an artist page, Jada Brown. I just wanted to say miigwech and thank you to everyone who's supported me over the years for having me on the show. I wouldn't be where I'm at today with everyone's support and belief. And so it just means the world to me, and it will help me further my music career that I'm in endeavoring on. So,
well, we got to have you. I appreciate that. And we got to have you back on and play some of your music for people too. So that'll be important for us after you drop this. Now that we've given them the curiosity approach, we want to play the music for them, and we'll get you on in a couple weeks again.
Yes, I love it.
Right on. Hey, thanks a lot, Jada Brown. Really appreciate you coming on, and we got to do this more often, and you have a great spirit, and you have a great voice too. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Robert and Haley. Right, and all the right listeners.
Oh, and she said, go ahead and say all the listeners.
And said, hi, all the listeners. Keep tuning in to Native Roots Radio.
Oh, right on. We better grab that for one of our promos. Thanks, Jada.
Definitely. Thank right you, Jada. Pina Gigi.
Right. Have a great day. Great night. Thanks again. Wow. Haley, great voice, great community member. And
yeah.
Jada Brown rocks. And I can't wait to hear this. It's dropping tomorrow.
Yeah. And a great message, too. I love the acronym for that. And mm-hmm. really just great, great message. Every time I see Jada in community, no matter where it is, whether she's performing or we're at Powwow Grounds, she's just mm-hmm. got such an amazing spirit. And I mean, really, everyone should come out for that open house at NACD where mm-hmm. Jada Brown will be performing. It'll also be a Four Sisters Farmers Market Day, so that'll be fun. I believe, when is that, July 11th? I think that's what they...
Yeah, I think so. But we got... And Katie asked how we can hear her. Again, she has... Jada Brown has a... she's all over social media, so you can just Google her. Or I know she has some of the stuff too. If you have Instagram, Downtown Jada Brown. And so it's great that people are asking how to listen to her, but we're going to have her back on, and we're going to play some of the snippets.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the debate day edition of the Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.